I like this, Tony. Who is this?
Michael McDonald, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
What, you don't know that? Come on. You don't know that soulful voice?
What's the movie where they work in the video store? A 40-year-old virgin, right? They work in the music, then the electronics store, and the Michael McDonald concert is always on. Is that right? Am I ringing a bell here?
Okay. I remember that movie, but I don't remember that specific part of it, though.
Because Jane Lynch, isn't that right? She's the boss.
Yeah. And then Paul Reide's like, I love Yamo B there, but if you play this anymore, Yamo B, I'm going to Yamo B blow this place up or something like that.
That's James Ingram, Yamo B there.
What is the, yeah.
Yeah, it's James Ingram.
That's good.
It is hilarious.
Tony, it was not a great Saturday for the Marquette basketball.
What a fool believes that that Wisconsin doesn't care about this game like they would have you believe.
Yeah, I've never bought that. It's a rivalry game. Now, might the rivalry mean more to Marquette fans than Wisconsin fans? Okay, I can buy that. But to say that this is just another game for Wisconsin and it's the game for Marquette, that's false bravado from Wisconsin fans,
right,
as far as
I'm
concerned.
So that's just a way to troll us Marquette people. So. Whatever.
The game matters. The game matters on both sides, and it should matter on both sides. In-state rivalries are important games when it comes to college athletics. So this game does matter, and it should matter. On the court, close game at halftime, 3-point game. Wisconsin pulls away in the second half and wins 89-76. First off, from a crowd standpoint, Tony, you were there. How many, from a percentage standpoint, how many Marquette fans got into the Kohl Center?
Man, not many. It was a sea of red in there. Any Marquette fans were literally covered up. And I actually knew, coming into the arena, I walked past like the Marquette section. I saw my mom in there. I saw some other people, a bunch of Marquette people. But when I looked up to where they were, they were just a blue speck up there. It was raucous and it was red. So that right there again tells you what kind of game this was for the people of Wisconsin.
And both teams off to fantastic seasons. Wisconsin now 7-1 after that victory. Marquette drops to 7-2 with the loss. I can't speak for you, and you obviously are incredibly close to the program and working on the broadcast and everything. I'm very much an outsider when I look at this. I'm a little bit surprised by how good of a start to the season Marquette has had. And sometimes when you have those surprisingly good starts, it's actually good to have a game like this in non-conference because it centers you back to the areas that you got to work on. And as a coach, it's a whole lot easier to teach off a loss than it is to teach off a win, I think. So, yeah, I know Marquette fans don't want to see their team lose to Wisconsin, but from a long-term standpoint, does this game make Marquette better?
I think every game, especially against very good opponents, is going to help Marquette. You always hate to say a loss makes you better. You love to learn and get better while winning. But, yeah, again, you got to know yourself. And I think that's part of what Marquette is going through right now, probably learning about themselves, finding out who they are, really, what kind of team they have to be and what they do on the court that makes them the best, right, as far as results are concerned. So they're still in a big-time learning process. Obviously, new coach, he brings his new system in. Some bunch of new players coming in, a lot of freshmen coming in, playing big minutes. So it's certainly a work in progress. But like you said, they've had a great start to the season. They've played some good games, played some great competition thus far. Their only loss prior to that was St. Bonnie's, right? It was a ranked team, a very good veteran team. Then they come and face this Wisconsin team, which presents some challenges, right? You got the Johnny Davis challenge, as Pebble said, in his top three. He's an outstanding sophomore, and he's just a load to handle. He's a big-time shot maker, right? He's the guy who's going to go get his own shot. Maybe something that Marquette is trying to search for. Earlier in the season, you saw Daryl Morcel scoring a lot of points for Marquette. He scored over like 20 points in like the first three, maybe even four games, I believe. So you thought, okay, maybe Morcel's that guy. When they need a bucket, he's going to go get it. But you saw his scoring taper off. Now, he was the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten before. So that seemed to be his calling card. And even Homer was asking Shaka about, you know, his ability to score. Shaka said, hey, this kid can score. And we saw that, right? We saw that happen the first few games. But, again, I think defense is his main calling card. But that just tells you how good Davis is, right? Davis was able to still get, what, 25, you said, in that game? And
yeah.
Morsell was on him a few times. Now, Marquette switched, so he wasn't on him consistently, but he was on him a few times. They were jawing at each other, going back and forth, talking a lot of trash. But, you know, I think as far as that guy, I don't know if Marquette's going to be the same type of team Wisconsin is, right? As far as, like, okay, Wisconsin, when something bogs down, we can give it to Johnny. He can go get a shot, right? I don't think Marquette has that guy. The ball's in a bunch of different people's hands on the Marquette offense, which is different from the Badgers, especially when it comes down to, okay, shot clock's running down, we need something, because Wisconsin also has that motion offense, right? So they're certainly moving the ball around. But when it's time to get a shot, you pretty much know where the ball's going to be for them.
Really felt, you look at Wisconsin, they got so many guys who do so many things. Davis didn't just score 25, brings down 5 rebounds. Davison 20 and 4. Mm-hmm. Hepburn had 15 points and 6 assists. Crowell 15 points, 8 rebounds.
Yeah.
They got fill up the box score kind of guys, and then they go shoot 51%. If you're Marquette, you got to be a little bit concerned about the fact that you gave up 51% shooting.
Yeah, and they were pretty, Marquette was pretty effective. And both teams didn't look great as far as scoring. I think they were in the 30s, both in the first half. I mean, Wisconsin shot lights out. I think they were 70% in the second half shooting the basketball. That's why they wound up, I think, 50. But they were, at one point, I was looking at the stat sheet. I'm like, these dudes are shooting 74%. And it was about 4 minutes left in the second half. So that tells you the kind of shots that they were getting. Now, they made some tough ones. There's no doubt about that. Davis, like I say, he's a shot maker. He came through the paint twisting. He made some turnaround fadeaways. He made some tough shots. But they were getting great looks. The other thing he was doing, Hepburn was knocking down key shots. I mean, they seem to get a lot of breaks that led to a lot of easy shots and then a lot of wide open threes. And to their credit, they knocked them down. Marquette, on the other side, didn't have such luck shooting. We didn't see the easy shots from them in the second half. We didn't see any great looks. Things were made very difficult by Wisconsin. We know Wisconsin to be a very good defensive team, and they made it difficult on Marquette. They didn't get a lot of open looks and certainly didn't get a lot of easy buckets.
You get to make a trip. You've made the trip before. You get to make a trip to my alma mater, head to Manhattan, Kansas,
yeah.
See Kansas State, Bramwich Coliseum, Bruce Weber,
yep,
Wisconsin
yep.
guy out there in Manhattan.
Yep, remember playing there a couple years ago. Great facility, especially for the college atmosphere, kind of like the Kohl Center. It's a great feel. You feel like the fans are on top of you there, same way you felt at the Kohl Center. So it's going to be another good test. Again, Marquette has a tough schedule from here on out. After K-State, doesn't get easier because they got UCLA on Saturday before they get a break. But, man, this is character building, let's put it that way, for this team. They're really going to find out who they are, and each player is going to find out who they are on the team.
Not that Shock is going anywhere. He's not.
No.
I have been told on more than one occasion that the Marquette job is the dream job of Bruce Weber, that is the only job he would ever leave Kansas State for.
Really? Wow,
yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, it is a great job. I mean, your private school, you know, you don't have a lot of the restrictions of the public schools, and you got a lot of people that are looking out for you. You got a lot of Marquette's a good job. There's a lot of assets here at Marquette for coaches.